Welcome back to Unarmored Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching each episode. And continue, please, to share with your friends and family members and colleagues. And don't forget to leave a rating or review if you feel this is a awesome show. And you can connect to all of my social media on the Parade Deck. Just look in the show notes, or you can put in the search engine Mario P. Fields Parade Deck and get all access to my social media. Well, let's get ready to interview another guest who is willing to remove their armor to help other people. Everybody, welcome back to the Unarmored Talk Podcast, where I have another amazing guest on this show today. He is a retired sergeant major. I think he did 6.5 thousand years on active duty. United States Marine Corps. He is a producer and host of his own podcast, and that's on his YouTube channel. He's on Instagram, your momogram, social media. If you guys have not subscribed, shame on you. All right. Before I give you his name, I'm going to tell you where to go. T.O. Clay Light Bulb Lessons. Get on there, subscribe. Maybe I'll give you a dollar. He's also an author. Recently authored this amazing book, which I've been reading some of the notes. I've been watching on social media. I've actually talked to him in person, but I cannot wait to get my own copy. It's on its way. And it is From Here to There. It was just released on multiple sites, Amazon, you name it, on March 7th of 2024. And in quotes, the prodigal. And back, prodigal, and back, everyone, Timothy T.O. Clay, my brother, Marine, you name it, what's up,
Mario, what's happening, brother? Man, dog, thank you for that amazing introduction, bro. You're way better than me, bro. I'm still studying. I'm over here still trying to take notes right now as I'm on here with you. So, man, it's a blessing to be here, brother.
Let me tell you from my heart. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people, but I practice on you. I said, this is my little brother, man.
Yes, you know, yes.
If I'm going to mess anything up, I'm not going to mess it up for my little brother.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. I mean, you really are, man, my big brother. And for the audience, all the faithful listeners and viewers of Unarmored Talk, man, this is my big brother. To many of us, I can name 1,000 people that I know and love dearly that looks at this man, Mario Fields, man. I got to give you an applause, bro. And I mean that from the depths of my heart, bro. I love you sincerely. Usually I'm not nervous doing this, but because it's you, brother, I'm a little slightly nervous right now because I've never wanted to let you down. I've always wanted to follow in your footsteps. You was always that one that I was looking at saying, man, I gotta step up my game to even somewhere be close in the vicinity of how Sergeant Major, First Sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, Sergeant is when I first met you operates. So again, brother, I love you, man. Thank you for allowing me to be in your presence today.
Well, I love you more. You know, I'm not as light-skinned as you are, so I'm blushing, but you can't see it. I'm going to blush.
Hey, you still looking good, bro.
I'm going to blush with my eyes. But say, I mean, even on active duty, you know, no matter how hot it was, no matter how challenging the environment was, I would see you and I would light up like a Christmas tree. I mean, just your passion, your care for people, you know, and just being authentic. Let's just get into your, before we get into your book, again, thank you for the kind words. Can you share a little bit about T.O. Clay to our listeners and our viewers, my friend?
Yes, absolutely. T.O. Clay, that's Timothy O'Neill. A lot of people like, man, where's this whole T.O. thing coming from? My name, God-given birth certificate, Timothy O'Neill. N-E-I-L, Clay. And that runs in my family. I have a couple of uncles, the same middle name, but Timothy O'Neill Clay, T.O. My mama calls me Nil. My Grammy, as we call her, grandmother, she called me Clay. She called me little Clay. So that's me, bro, live in the flesh, T.O. Clay, from Kentucky, in the Lexington, Louisville area. And man, it's been a journey from top to bottom, man. When I look back at my family, bro, just I come from a great family, great stock. And man, I've looked at things through this book, and I know, like you said, we get into it very closely here, but just looking at certain things and still looking at it from that standpoint, who am I? You know, where do I come from? Like, why do I have some of these tendencies that I have? Where's this influence really coming from? So, live in the flesh, bro. T.O. Clay, man, I'm a man of God, bro. I love the Lord. We've talked about it so many times, Mario.
Yes, we
I
have.
truly love the Lord, man. And every day that I wake up, man, that's my 100% goal is to keep God first in all things, no matter what it is, man. Staying humble and
Amen.
just praying, bro. Like I'm fired up for the Lord, man. And at one time, and I'll say this, bro, at one time I was kind of shy about being that.
Yeah.
I was kind of embarrassed about being that. I kind of wanted to stray from that because I come from such a God-loving family, man. You know, from the generations to generations, as far back as I know, they serve the Lord, brother. So again, if anything, anyone out there looking at me today, April the 1st, this is not April Fool's when I tell you, man, I love the Lord and I'm a man of God. Just trying to put my best foot forward, brother.
Amen. So you guys, you hear from Kentucky. What y'all don't know is T.O.'s got a $2.7 trillion car. He's got voice activated house. I mean, I can't wait to go visit him.
Oh,
You know, I'm gonna put some humor. I can't. I can be on my last breath. I'm probably gonna crack a joke on the way out. But from Kentucky to now, an author. To make the decision to write and to really remove your armor, to give people an insight into this journey. What were some of the things that inspired you to intentionally do this?
Mario, starts with my father. You know, shout out to Joe Clay, man. I know he's going to see this. And as soon as he sees your face, he's going to say, yeah, I know that guy. My son talked about him for years. That's the honest God truth, man. It starts with my dad, man. My dad, you know, Pastor Kenneth Joe Clay, you know, he started preaching, I think, when he was about 20, 21 years old. And he wrestled with it. He ran from it. You know, he made that emphatically clear to all of us as his children that I did not want to preach. I was out drinking Thunderbird and shooting dice and doing my thing and chasing women. But God kept calling me. And when God really put it in my spirit this time, he said he went to my grandmother, told my grandmother that I'm going to preach. And my grandmother told him, of course, I mean, we've seen it on you your entire life. It was just a matter of time of you listening to what God has in store for you. So he gave us the foundation, brother. I'm the youngest of three. My older brother Kenny is also a pastor, bishop. You know, I don't want to, you know, dilute his title, but Bishop Kenneth Clay Jr., then my sister, and then me. I'm the youngest, like I said. And my mother and my father gave us the foundation, Mario. And that was no matter where you go in life, no matter how much you achieve in life, no matter the falls and all the myriad of things that's out there that this world's going to bring to you, keep God first in all thy ways and seek his understanding. And
Yeah.
thy days will be long. So I say that just based on it was my dad, bro. My dad's been telling me for years, tell your story. You need to tell your story. God put it in my spirit. It's the words out of his mouth. You know, the Lord put it in my spirit through dreams. And just overall, just in my spirit to tell your story.
Right.
It's not about money. It's not about accolades. It's not about being celebrity. None of that. That's all fallacy, bro. It's about spreading the good news and the gospel of the Lord, man. And he told me that a long, long time ago. First couple of years after I got in the Marine Corps, you need to tell your story. He was eager. You need to write a book, boy. You need to write a book. I'm like, Dad, man, I'm just trying to figure out how to be a Marine, man. I'm a Lance Corp. I'm a boot. I'm out here, getting blasted every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it comes from Dad, man. That's the start of that book. It's my dad looking at me in the face saying, hey, boy, you need to write that book.
Well, Dad, when you see this, I'm going to salute you, Dad. And
yes,
the power of thank you for getting this stubborn. I mean, your son. No, just
yes.
You know that. I know you were with family.
That's real.
And the power of, the power of God, the power of your belief system, and God. So now that you finally, because I'm thinking, Teo, you're 28 now, so it took you 28 years.
I wish. I'm 47, brother. 47 today. Yes.
Okay. We won't hold that against you. Roughly a couple of decades of stubbornness, but
yes.
But you're better than me. I mean, I'm just, you inspired me to finally stop being stubborn and tell your story. And before I get to the next kind of discussion point, you reminded me of one time, his name is Dr. Jerry Washington. He said, Mario, what separates human beings from other living beings? And I said, I don't know. He said, their ability to choose to share their story and archive it, right? Get it into content, some kind of format where it will outlive you. So thank you, Dad. Thank you, T.O. And so now you're on this journey. And all, by the way, from here to there, and you're making new memories writing. At any point during this journey of becoming an author, did you go, what the hell am I doing?
Mario Fields, man. I can't lie to you, bro. It's
please don't. This is Unarmored talk.
Yeah, it's Unarmored. This is real talk, man. Shout out to Unarmored, man. Like, I love it, man. I can't stop grinning, bro. I can't stop smiling. So I'm just so happy, dog. When I'm in your presence, bro, I'm literally happy, man. This is real therapy. Like true real therapy. Right here, man. And I have a therapist. You have a therapist. We have meds. We have spouses looking out for us. This is therapy, bro. So
it is.
To pinpoint exactly, bro. It's the hardest thing I ever done in my life. Mm-hmm. Mario, was telling this story. It was harder than the crucible. It was harder than the hikes up sheep shit on Camp Horno and. Recon and Mount MF out on, Mateo. This was my life, bro. This is my life. This is my story. And here to there is still there.
Right.
Like, if that makes sense. There is still out there somewhere. but I know it's going to be with the Lord. It will definitely be with the Lord. So, yeah, of course, there were times I'd sit in this very studio, this is my lab, and, man, I would be balled up over in the corner, man, in a knot. I'm balled up just reliving those stories of the addiction, the chemical imbalance, how bad I hurt my dad, how bad I hurt my mother, how bad I embarrassed my dad. As sergeants major, we know on base, when the sergeant major's kid gets in trouble, Mario Fields, and it hits the bladder the next morning, we all knew. Imagine my dad.
Yeah.
My dad is
too.
As the pastor, bro, a tight pastor. My dad, hey, big shout out to Joe Clay, man. I would see my dad, during revival, get that envelope with that money in it and turn right back around and hand it right back saying, you all need it more than I do. Wow. I got a job. I work for Bell South Phone Company. I have a job. We're just grateful to be in your presence. So, yeah, man, Mario, it's still right now. You know, those saboteurs, the saboteur thinking that some of you watching us right now, you have them too. So don't sit here and try to judge me like, Clay, man. No, you got those same saboteur thinking things going through your mind as well, for whatever it may be. And even right now, how are people going to look at me to know?
Right.
He was a sergeant major, but once upon a time, he was smoking crack cocaine.
Right. And that, first of all, that's courageous. You know, I've seen so many people that refuse to even go to get individual counseling for various reasons. Maybe they don't want to relive, like you said, some of those not so fun events, or maybe they feel like, hey, I've arrived. But I love how you mentioned all of that, where you said, Mario, yeah, there were some times I wanted to quit because I had to relive some of these things that reminded me of various things. But then I love the title of your book again, you know, from here to there, and what that means to you. And you helped me gain a better understanding is there's continuous.
Yeah, it's continuous. Just like Child's continuous, baby. Yes, sir.
Well, I would tell you this, and for the listeners and viewers who are not in the military, that's food. But I would tell you all that's eating a good meal, if you will. I guess it missed a mark on this 5 foot, 2.5 guy. But, and you know, and again, I can interview you all day, but I want to get this produced and get this out and allow you to continue to make a positive impact on folks. So kind of my last discussion point is looking back, now that March 7th has come, you sold out in Philly. Yes. You're going to sell out in more places. What did you learn?
What's one thing you learned? I love your questions, by the way, man, because they're heartfelt, Mario. It's real.
Yeah. You know, I don't make these up. You know me. I listen. No, I get into the interview, and they just come to my heart because I'm learning too. You know, so it's not like I'm interviewing you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. No, What did you learn? Because I got to go through this journey. You know, so I'm learning from you,
and I'm going to help you, brother. I promise you that. April the 1st is not April Fool's. Once again, I'm going to help you. I want to help you, because as much as, you know, help that you've given me, brother, just over the years, even when you wasn't present, the help that you gave me, to continue to persevere, to understand how to move, you know, in spaces that is not always conducive and popular to what you love or how you feel. You know, I watched you, brother, and I watched you walk up to me in foreign lands, bro. Foreign lands. We're on American soil right now. Foreign lands, bro. You walked up to me and rubbed my chevron. You rubbed it, dog. You patted me.
Tio, if you don't mind, because I want to capture this for listeners and viewers. Have you guys looked at the trend of Tio Clay? He is so a humanitarian.
Thank you, man.
He spends, before he even gets in any of his discussion points, and that's why I love you, man. He is such a humanitarian that it's in his bones to uplift other people.
I can't help it, Mario.
I know.
I'm sorry, because I know time. I know you're right.
Oh,
time.
No. I want time. People to understand the concept, because they might miss it. And that's in your bones, like that. That's not tied to time. I want the listeners and viewers to get it. Yeah, is that bro. You listen to, before he even discusses anything, he's talking about his dad and what people have done for him, and that you can't go to college to get taught that. So I just wanted to highlight the remarkable humanitarian approach to life that's in your belief system. That's,
Oh, yeah. That's emotional. That's an emotional moment, man. And I think that's it. What have I learned through this experience of sitting and signing these books and being in the presence of people? We need each other, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've given me guidance in the last week about things I need to fix internally, things I need to do, the assignment I have to do. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's real stuff, man. So it's just, again, man, thank you for pointing that out, man. Because I think the more I chase God, the more I want to help other people, man, and highlight those light bulb lessons of other people.
Right.
Because I know what he did for me, bro. I know what he did for me. And that glow, that same glow that you have, Mario, when you walk in the room. Shout out to Nicole when Nicole walks to the room. Akuma. You speaking with that beautiful backdrop of that water behind you, bro. And we're still here. We're still here. That journey's still here. So, man, I'm excited about you, bro. And I'm just grateful I could be somewhere within the vicinity once again, man, to help you as you start that journey, because it's needed. It's needed, brother.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you guys heard it. Again, and lots of light bulb lessons were given. I'm going to pay you, you know, because that was $1 trillion of lessons that T.O. gave us for free. But you guys heard it. You know, the power of self-awareness, the power of making a choice to capture your unique journey for other people and you. And not only just taking care of other people, but taking care of yourself in the process.
Yes, it's a big one.
And not quitting. If you don't have the book by the end of the week, there's nothing I can do. But I can pray that you get the book. And there it is. Again, you can see it on the screen. The links will be in the show notes. From here to there, you can go on Amazon. You can email me at host@unarmoredtalk.com. You can whatever. Don't make any excuses on why you could not get a copy. Get a copy. Share on social media. Timothy O. Clay, T.O. Clay, Coach T.O. Clay has just blessed the Unarmored Talk podcast show.
Yes. Shout out to Ross Blaine, man. Shout out to Robbie Lytle. My dudes, man, thank you all for your support as well. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Nicole. Love you, Marine Corps family, all veterans out there, every branch of service. We love you. Keep shedding your light bulb lessons. Thank you, brother.
Yes, yes. Well, everybody, guys, know how I sign off. See you guys in a couple of weeks or whenever we produce another special episode. Sometimes I will produce one within a couple of weeks. But until then, I will continue to pray for everyone to have blessed in peace. And that's for you, your family members, your friends, and all of the above. Until next time, I'll see you guys later. Love you, man. Thank you for listening to this most recent episode. And remember, you can listen and watch all of the previous episodes on my YouTube channel. The best way to connect to me and all of my social media is follow me on the Parade Deck. That is www.paradedeck.com. Or you can click on the link in the show notes. I'll see you guys soon.